Hello everyone, my name is Jiaxing Tan and I'm a computer science PhD student from Wayne State University. And this is a project we cooperate with the medical school use syntax mining to quantify qualitative data in literature review. And we want to prove this is a feasible approach. This is the outline. First, I will introduce the background. Second, I will introduce the method, then I will show some result, and at last is the discussion. First is the background. For the literature review of qualitative studies, for example, the meta-synthesis or meta-ethnography is an iterative process of identifying and collecting themes in the literature, synthesizing and interpreting the themes, and developing a line of argument by examining connections between different studies. And this method permits cross-study comparison and provides a systematic approach to render more sophisticated understanding of one topic. But usually, such method is conducted manually and subjectively, which is time-consuming, especially for a large body of literature. Then our study wants to develop an efficient approach by employing text mining techniques to provide quantitative evidence for the findings in the literature review of qualitative studies. And we want to build an automatic analysis method instead of manually process. So for text mining, the goal is to discover useful and previous unknown gems of information in large text collections. It aims at finding patterns, trends, and associations. The second part is the method. There are three steps. The first step is data collection and pre-processing. The second step is emotion dictionary build. The third step is perform a dictionary-based emotion analysis. So the first step is collect some data. We collect 20 quotations from 25 qualitative study papers, which is selected by the medical school professionals. Then we collect the quotations, but as the data is in the PDF format, it is very hard to extract very clean the quotations. Below is three examples we extracted from the PDF files. You see there are some strange symbols contained, and it's very hard even for the computer to recognize the characters, like the words and the phrases. Due to this, we perform a pre-processing. The first pre-processing is to filter out the special symbols. And the second is to stemming. By stemming, we mean like we change the words like keeping into keep. And the third is to remove stop words. The second and the third step is do not influence the analysis. In general, and for common sense, we think that the most frequent words should be the keywords. But some stop words, like in, the, these stop words, most of the time has a very high frequency. If we count them into the corpus, we may sometimes choose some stop words as keywords. So after all these three steps, we have the cleaned and organized results as below. The second part is to build an emotion dictionary. We use the AFIN as the base of our word list. It is a list of English words rated for sentiment with an integer between -5, which means most negative, and positive 5, which means most positive. And this word list is manually labeled by Mr. Nelson. There are several versions of this word list. The newest one is this 111 version, which contains 2,477 words and phrases. You can see at the right bottom corner, it is the examples from the dictionary. For example, if the abandoned, the word abandoned appears, it means minus 2, which is negative. After this, we extend the word list by specific public health terms manually rated by the medical school professionals. This is because this word list is a very general list. It contains limited vocabularies. So some medical words or some specific words may not be included. So we extend this word list to our situation. Now the final step is to perform a dictionary-based emotion analysis. The whole procedure is in this way. Given a sentence from our corpus, we match each word with the emotion dictionary. If a word is found in the emotion dictionary, and we take the value assigned to this word, and we calculate the whole emotion score as the scores for each word to add them up. And the final score, if the final score is positive, we think the whole sentence is positive. If the final score is negative, we think the whole sentence is negative. If the whole score if the final score is zero, it's neutral. Then we have some results. The first is the statistic analysis. We use a box plot to visualize the result. And the second, we use a word cloud. First is a box plot. And the score of emotion status of each quotation ranged between minus 5 to 5 with a mean of 0.7, which suggested that children's emotion responses to parental HIV disclosure were not totally negative. And this result was consistent with previous literature review. The second is a word cloud. A word cloud is a typical text data visualization method, and we choose the single word as a tag, and the size of the word will show the frequency of the word. So in this way, if there are too many stop words, maybe the high-ranked words are all stop words. For example, we filter out the word like. We found that in the literature there are a lot of like. When they stop and they don't know what to say, they will add a like inside. And we can see the highest ranking words are HIV, tail, and children. And we didn't turn the children into child, because some people may have two children and some people only have a single child. These are two different situations. And the last part is discussion. The current study demonstrates the feasibility of applying text mining technology in literature review. And if we have an automatic or semi-automatic literature review approach, this will have the potential to see remarkable human resources and provide valid, reliable, and quantified results that can be widely used in public health research. And we think that more text analysis methods could be applied, such as using a topic model or some regression models. And this is our study. And any questions?
Yeah.
You mean what could we do next using the? Okay. Actually, now we are thinking of using a topic model, which shows that we want to find how many topics is contained in the literature. So we could formally define like we think that there are about 20 topics, but we don't know what are they. So we apply this model, and the output is 20 different topics with the high keywords or the top ranked keywords. In this way, we could identify what are the 20 topics. This may be the first step. The second step is that we can, if we do know the interviews, if we could find some interviews that the families made following the time, like this is the interview made by the first year, and another interview of them is made by the second year, we can show that what are the topics and how is the topics changes during the time. These are the two different approaches we are doing some research now. And instead of this research, we are doing another also text manual research on the some interview records, some motivational interview. We want to evaluate how the interviewer we want to evaluate the performance of the interviewer, so that we evaluate we evaluate the vocabularies they have used, and we evaluate how the patient's response, like their emotion changes, and if they have a higher emotion status after the interviewer gives some questions or gives some response, or their emotion goes bad.
Okay. Thank you.